I want my 5280 gig now!
Vegas Studios. It is Weekend Geek Update. Why are you giggling already?
It's not live.
We're live at the moment.
We're not live.
Yes, everything is live at the moment, but that's not what live means.
No, you're painting a picture for everybody.
He also can't stop saying it because like that's how it's going to be forever. We can be live. We can be not live.
In the can.
We're the undead.
We're the undead?
Undead from the Vegas Studios, sponsored by Alamo Draft House Littleton. Podcast 5280 Geek Weekend Update. Go on.
That's special guest Red.
Yeah, that's special guest Red.
I did the intro.
There
moving on.
Private cheeseburger, double A Ron.
That's
and
I'm here.
Incompetent Smurf.
I'm not dying.
Incompetent Smurf.
Today.
Wow. Ow.
Yeah, my opinion hurts you.
Serving those harsh browns with extra ketchup today.
You. Wow. That was brilliant.
Yeah, thanks. I'm funny sometimes.
Shit.
You don't know where we're at anymore either.
No more rafting for you.
Today?
No more rafting
I
for
wasn't
you.
Rafting. I was tubing.
Is there a difference?
Yes.
Were you not in rafts?
We were in tubes.
How big of tubes?
Like Waterworld.
Oh, okay. But like, how big of a tube does it eventually constitute a raft?
A raft, exactly. What is the
rafting?
Oh, well, it probably doesn't have a bottom, huh?
Well, yeah,
there's no bottom.
You're just in a big
and
fat
rafting is multiple people. It's a structure that and you use paddles because you're on like actual wild river, whereas tubing is jump in and hope.
You know what? That's accurate.
Okay.
Yeah. Because
Hail Mary.
Because I feel like rafting, you do have some. I've been rafting, and it's like you have some control.
Yeah.
Not much, but
yeah.
It's like if you want to go right, you can do that. Kind of.
Yeah.
You just have to have everybody on the left side of the boat go, oh yeah,
lean.
We exist.
Their leaning did not help.
And then you have Karen in the back. Is like, this is too hard.
My helmet.
Damn it,
my
Karen.
Helmet is clashing.
Oh my god! I almost pushed that woman out of the boat.
Damn
I've only
it,
been
Karen.
Rafting like twice, and the one time I was like, was in the back with her, and she's just like, "This is hard, isn't this hard?" And I'm like, ooh.
"You're not doing it.
You're making it hard."
I was gonna say, "You're making it more difficult." Yeah. So you went tubing, and you almost died. And
I didn't almost die. We had a fabulous time.
She evidently destroyed a wedding.
Oh, good.
I didn't see a wedding.
How did you destroy the wedding?
Because
apparently I was having fun loudly.
Because who in their right mind gets pissed off when they hold their wedding in public?
Next to a river?
Next to a river. and it's known... and is known for tubers.
I just want to... Don't tell me the exact scene yet. I'm picturing it.
I don't
head.
Know the exact
you just,
scene.
You just riding by going, woo! Like,
okay, first
as
of
they're
all,
like, yes, do yes. you, Sally,
apparently
take Jim.
Apparently that's exactly what
and
happened.
You just drunkenly sail by.
No, one of my tubing companions told me this, and I was like, I have no idea. I think you're making it. I think you're wrong. And I can't get any collaboration. I think she's wrong.
She messages me this, and I'm like, yeah. How do you recollect? I mean, I can see a baptism because I get the visual of Blazing Saddles with Gene Wilder and Cleavon Little running down to the river.
Dear Lord, baby Jesus, bless this child. And then they
we were
in the
nowhere.
River.
The drunken woman in a tube.
We weren't anywhere. We weren't anywhere deep enough for a baptism.
So, which makes me wonder, like, why have your wedding there?
I don't think there was a wedding. Like, I think she's wrong.
They were just out there in a white flowing dress and a tuxedo.
I saw none of these things. Like okay, so like downtown Steamboat actually overhangs the river where we were.
Oh, okay.
So like there were public places and there were people on balconies and people on bridges who like looked over and waved at us and were just like, look at the weird drunk people in the tubes.
Yeah.
But it's not like we were the only weird drunk people on tubes that day.
It's like being at the aquarium and just pointing at the stupid drunk people. Well, that's great. That's me.
Splashy, splashy, yeah. Splashy, splashy.
It's almost like that's what tourists do in Steamboat.
Well,
I know we're walking down. We're walking down the street carrying our tubes, and down Main Street.
Oh yeah.
And I looked at my buddies, and I was like, "Do you think everybody knows we're tourists?" No. Like, yeah,
yeah, of course,
yeah,
they do.
We're those assholes.
Duh.
Yeah,
that's fine.
But I mean, that's why we came to Steamboat, is to be those assholes.
Yeah.
It's not like the whole purpose. It's not like we got so drunk that we threw up on public transit and walked home with skinned knees and one flip flop.
You know, been there, done that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've been to that party.
Yeah, it's called Opening Day Denver.
I was going to say, I was at that Rockies game.
Yeah, yeah, it's opening day.
Oh. I got peanuts in my beard.
It's St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yeah, that's like that picture of me on Facebook where I'm just like, ooh. Like,
it's weekends in Lodo.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I was like right behind
that's
you.
My favorite thing about that parade that I'll always remember is this girl puked on another girl right in front of me, right as Gustavo took a picture of my face.
And I was like right behind you. I didn't even see it.
Timing, but here's the irony is, you know, those people are from Steamboat.
Oh, sure. Yeah, they come down.
Yeah.
Denver.
So this is our revenge tubing.
It's always white
people. Revenge at
you know,
the tubing.
You know, they're all like watching you walk down the street with their tubes like, fucking white people.
Only half of us were white.
Well, I'm glad it was a hit. I'm glad. And you have bruises and bumps and tweaked arms.
It's not a fun trip unless you hurt yourself.
Ironically, we go into the river right next to the ER.
Oh, well, there you go. See? It's perfect. You at least know where it is.
So
that's a good thing.
We get out of the river by the bar and the bus stop.
Oh, that's even better.
And well, you have to numb the pain afterwards.
So apparently there was also some bike race going on downtown, because we got there right as they were like packing up and closing down the finish line. And like we got out of the river and there's the porta potties and we're like, yes! And they were still clean. So...
That's possible.
So that worked.
Yeah.
Mostly because people didn't think that peeing in the river was something that was done.
No.
Do you not pee in the river?
I pee in the river.
I mean, you're not supposed to, but...
Why? The fish pee in the river.
I was going to say, nature's way.
Nature's toilet, really.
Listen,
I mean,
you're not really supposed to drink that water anyway.
No, don't drink the water.
You don't drink the water.
So who cares?
But I mean, the alternative is jumping out of the water and peeing on a public street or somebody's backyard, because that's where we are.
So yeah, you get out of...
Like
you,
I do in the public swimming pool.
Exactly.
Nobody's drinking that water.
Well...
Not now.
Not now.
Well, you shouldn't.
There's so much chlorine in that water.
Accidentally.
I was going to say... You're not supposed to.
Sorry. And a special appearance by Figgis.
Figgis?
Figgis, come here.
I've got his mic down.
No.
Oh, he's...
Get him mic'd up.
Come here. Tell me about it.
There you go. Go ahead, Figgis. You hit him with...
Now you're shy.
You hit him with the mic.
Yeah, he's camera shy.
He's all like, what do you hit me? What do you hit me with that for?
He doesn't know that. Turned up his mic for him.
I did. I pawed it up his mic. I figured I'd see if he'd say something. But he didn't. So I was like, okay,
special
fine.
Special guest Figgis. The studio is named after him.
It is.
All.
So I honestly think that peeing in the pool is bad, but peeing in the river is fine.
Right, because there's...
You get an indecency ticket, and then you become on a list if you go out of the
river. Why are you
river.
Taking your pants off?
I gotta pee!
How else do you pee?
Yes.
In the river? You just let it go.
In the river, but if you have to get out of the river, I'm not gonna just piss my shorts.
Okay,
yes, that doesn't make sense. I would stay in the river then.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I'm in agreement with you.
You just stay in the river.
Yeah. I mean, otherwise it's weird, because you're in the tube, you... Bring your shorts down and you're shooting straight in the air. I mean, that's
weird. I don't think this is that controversial of a thing.
How? You and I pee differently.
Well, yes.
I don't think that I have the
same
problem.
Wait, you mean anatomy is different?
I don't think I ever have to run into the problem of the pee shooting straight up.
I do.
I mean, I can see
it's a real problem.
It's like weird.
It's like a fountain.
Wow. Whee! It's like the
an untethered hose.
Have you ever watched one firefighter try and hold on to the hose and it's on full power?
Yes,
when
I
you're
have.
When you're drunk, it's like
enough.
That. It's like a shotgun. It's amazing.
It's a bottle rocket chemistry. I don't know.
Yeah. Who's physics, man?
Oh, I apologize.
Bottle rocket of
death.
It sounds like
government school failed you.
I got an A+ in that class.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, because they were scared to give you anything else.
They're like, well, we gave them the tools to make a circuit and a bomb. We don't know what to do.
We felt threatened, man. Yeah. So this is all true. What did you want to talk about?
While you guys were away.
Besides my vacation.
I ended up watching Invader Zim.
No, that's not fair. I was off having fun. Aaron was in the emergency room.
I was just
true.
Like, you make it sound like
I was like, whoa.
While you guys were having your time off.
Yeah, I was vacationing. Yeah,
Aaron's bleeding out of every orifice.
Yeah, I got some great pudding at the ER. Ooh,
just his mouth.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's patient zero over here.
I'm fine.
It's not anal bleeding.
It's yeah. I was gonna say.
Okay, that's
came
fine.
Out of the face. I'm fine now. Yeah.
That's perfectly
normal.
I
have medication. We're good
in the first 24 hours.
Yeah.
Yes.
Listen, if it starts happening again, that's when I know I have a problem.
Well, if you start bleeding from the eyes, no offense, but I'm taking one of the frying pans to you.
That's
I'm
fair.
Just, poof,
yeah.
You're done.
No, get rid of patient zero.
Yeah.
But then I've already.
It's okay.
You know,
the pans are aluminum.
The pans are aluminum.
They won't kill you.
Oh, they're not silver pans?
They'll basically just maybe. Well, they're not iron.
Well, no. The cast iron's over there. I cleaned it.
You cleaned the cast iron?
Yeah.
Apparently he got bored.
Yeah. I got bored. Well, I cooked. And I was like, okay.
Well, then you have to use the cast iron.
Yes.
Yeah. I know, because otherwise you get kicked off MasterChef.
MasterChef is so disappointing this year.
Yeah, the guy's cooking. He's cooking in a nonstick, and they're like, you should be using the cast iron. He's like, I'm actually.
Ooh.
At the judges. He's like, I'm actually. And they're all like, so, yeah, we're going to send him home.
Yeah. He's got a bullseye on him. Yeah. And Joe has renewed our faith in his stupidity.
Yeah.
Has he, though?
Yes.
Yeah, he said that garlic bread doesn't exist in Italy.
Yes.
Italians don't eat garlic bread.
What?
The look that Gordon gave him when, because they brought up this dish and it was Italian inspired and there's garlic
bread.
Yeah,
it's not even Italian in reality.
No.
Oh, it's like going to Olive Garden, basically. It's inspired by Italy. Look.
Well, it was.
Well,
it was,
it's like spaghetti and meatballs. I mean, it's not.
The challenge
that's
was
an
sausage.
American.
Oh, okay. So it was just like make noodles and sausage and tomato sauce. Like
she made a white bean. Tomato-based dish with sausage, which is Italian-inspired. I think it's nasty no matter how you dish it up because I'm not a fan of white beans.
I was going to say.
True story.
But she also served it with a crostini. And Joe goes, like, you know, nobody in Italy, no region of Italy has garlic bread. And I'm sorry. I'm sitting here going, yeah, that no.
Yes. And Gordon gives him this look, and then he's like, you're such a fucking snob. And they blurt out fucking, of course. But, yeah. I mean, just I'm like, oh, well, Joe's back as a resident asshole.
Well, and Joe's like, apparently you guys just go to trashy restaurants. And it's like,
oh. Oh, what an asshole.
What an asshole. There's no getting out of this.
There wasn't. And Iran is thankfully between the two of them. Because
well,
I
he's
honestly
almost
think,
as bad as Joe. He really is.
It's like Joe's rubbing off on him.
No, he's been this way for a while. We just don't see it a lot on MasterChef. When you watch him on other cooking competitions, you start to see it.
Yikes.
But he at least knows most of the time when to keep his mouth shut. Mm-hmm. That's the difference between him and Joe, but he's just as pretentious.
I hate that. And it's like you guys are judging like a cooking competition, dude.
Yes.
Calm down.
Yeah.
And these are five-star
restaurant.
These
are home cooks.
Yeah.
These aren't people in the industry.
As I say, they're not like, it's not chefs no. In the industry for 80 years.
Yeah. Oh, that hurt. I have no idea what the hell that was. Sorry.
A little feedback?
Yeah, a little poppy there.
Cool. My soul.
Not you.
We're in headphones.
Ouch. Dabba doo-boo.
So I don't die.
Yeah. So the well, and it's weird because it's Joe picks the weirdest times to just get really stupid. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it always is. Especially in those kind of but shows. These are there's not, always one judge.
Yeah.
Just like,
but these are master chefs. These are home cooks. I mean, these are people. I mean, the guy that they sent home this week, Red and I were actually pulling for.
Because
he was a good, his core, he is a very good person.
Okay, so he's a good person.
He's a good person.
You know? Yeah, and he's actually really good at cooking for the most part. He fucked up sausage.
He had a bad.
He didn't know how to make sausage. Yeah. He ground it twice before putting it in the casing. And it's like,
and it came out mush.
There's no coming back.
Yeah.
I mean, pate would have been an improvement.
Probably. I mean, it's like going to like that garbanzo place with the bean paste.
And that's the thing. Like there are definitely restaurants like that where it's like. Oh, this is just mush. Like, you gave me mush.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get that.
You charged me for mush.
Yeah. It's mashed potatoes in a casing.
Nope.
But, I mean, he...
You put mashed potatoes in a meat tube, and I'm upset about it.
You tricked me. Well, and he's done a good job. There should have been other people that were selected to go home before him.
Mm. Yeah, but he did... I mean, okay, to be fair... And only to be fair, he did fuck up the worst in that round.
He did.
But at the same time, I didn't like seeing him go. I wanted other people who've been fucking up consistently.
Yes. The elven princess being one
pretty,
of them. She is
pretty.
But
she's starting to get to the point where her looks aren't going to get her by.
Listen, looks and cooking don't usually correlate
at
all.
She looks like something out of Lord of the Rings.
She does.
She's this
she does.
Elven princess.
Like, but like,
kind of thing.
Yes.
Wow.
And her hair is like
her hair is clear.
It's clear. It's jet blonde and it's
Whoa.
Perfect. There's no wisps. There's no stray hairs.
And there's a lot of it. But
perfect.
But no.
She
but, like,
struggles to make toast though.
She does. Like she puts something up there and it's bad, and now all the bad people have been eliminated and there's no one to hide behind.
Ooh.
And she's starting to cry a lot because she's like, this competition means a lot to me, and I don't understand why batting my eyebrows aren't working.
It's because you can't see her eyebrows. Unless she paints them on.
Okay, first of all, that's true about me, and I've got dark hair.
That's a good point. And we're not talking about my eyebrows.
And that's true about you, too.
We're not talking about my eyebrows.
Did you shave your eyebrows? They're just delicate.
They're just delicate.
She had these, like, weird shoes on, these, like, Converse with a heel this big, about 6 inches.
I've seen those, yeah.
And I'm like, cool, but not practical in a...
It's like the Converse that come like up as like pants, basically.
Yes.
Oh my god, because they like
tie I want
up
some.
On the way.
I want
They're
some.
Intense looking.
I want some for my ghost costume.
There you go.
Like I want them to peek out.
Yeah, and you just like start pulling up the ghost costume, and it's just all shoe.
Yeah, it's just all shoe. Because I think that would be hilarious.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I want.
I can appreciate that.
Yeah.
So while you were away, I did get to watch Invader Zim.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. It is spectacular.
Yeah.
It is everything, and it's only an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even like episodes. And I know your thought about reboots. It's too late.
It's too late,
it's
man.
It's been
you
a
had
long time.
It has
like,
been a long time.
It felt fresh because it doesn't feel... Here's the thing, and the guy even said on his... like the creator said on his Facebook feed or his Twitter feed or something that he's like, it's not going to be the same. He's like, it's going to be basically the thing... like. A brand new thing wearing the skin of the thing that you love. Like
all right.
He's like, so it's there. He's like, but it's not the same. It's all fresher. Right. He's like, we've done something new. So,
and you know what? The approach, the animation is the same.
Mm-hmm.
But they even took liberties with the animation that
yeah.
I don't remember from the previous incarnation.
Mm-hmm.
So it is by far one of the most inventive and engaging animations that I have seen in a while.
Well, they probably don't have the restrictions they had.
Nickelodeon still has Nickelodeon.
I like that.
Yeah, they still own Invader Zim.
And I'm
just like, and
their
label
logo slapped right on the beginning.
Popped up, but I was like, I didn't know they still had this property.
Well, but they probably aren't. They know what they're getting, and they also know the audience. Like they know there is an audience, so they're not trying to be like, you can't do that because we don't know. And no, we do.
Yeah, that's why they slapped it on Netflix. It's the same thing with Rocko's Modern Life.
Yeah,
because they own that one still too. Because they're just like, well, if we put it on Netflix, you know, we don't have to worry about angry parents, like, you know, because we'll put a label on the.
And there's a whole, you know, tab of what it is, and it's, you know what, I'm I'm thoroughly engaged. I was impressed. I enjoyed it. It Zim is so Zim. The only thing I'm more upset about is I didn't get enough Gurr.
Yeah.
There's never enough Gurr.
There's never enough Gurr.
Yeah. I was like, there needs to be more, but there was enough to me like, I need more.
I think I need more. I haven't seen it yet, but if I had to speculate, which I'm gonna anyway, whether I have to or not, if I had to speculate, I would say that Gurr is the fan favorite. Everybody loves Gurr.
Absolutely. Yes.
Gurr is what we quote. When we quote Invader Zim, 9 times out of 10, we're quoting Gurr.
I want to be a mongoose.
Yes, a mongoose dog.
I'm going to sing the Doom song.
And and so there might have been a temptation to over-Gurr.
Mm.
And so to resist that and maintain some artist integrity,
they might have... Are you kidding? Show? Johnny the Homicidal Maniac? There's... never mind. Go on. Continue.
Look,
I get what she's saying.
I know what she's saying. I agree 100%.
I actually, that guy has, he's like Alan Moore. He has his vision, and he sticks to his vision, and he wants to tell his vision.
He does.
He doesn't, it's not just about making money and sales.
Mm-hmm. Ironically, that's what the whole thing was about.
He has his vision. He has his artistic integrity. It might not match up with what you think artistic integrity should be.
Mm-hmm.
But I would almost speculate that he didn't want to just pander, so withheld some Gurr.
There is no pandering.
No, there's some like quick nostalgia bits where it's like, oh, okay, I remember that thing. Like if you watched the show like all the way through, there are things that you're like, oh, I remember that, or oh yeah, that's a thing. Like okay, cool. Other than that, it's brand new.
I mean,
no, cool.
Gaz is great.
Well, oh, Gaz is my favorite.
I mean, Dad, I love Gaz. The Dad is awesome.
Toast.
It's pudding this time.
I'm making toast!
It's pudding this time.
It's the hand. I love the hand.
Because he's got big hands.
Yes.
Yeah. Huge. He's just got big gloves.
Yeah. Yeah. So you learn some things about the dad that, like...
You like, totally
yeah,
do.
Yeah, and you learn things about, like, a lot of the other characters that they get backstories that you're like, I didn't need a backstory for that character, but yeah, sure, okay.
Yeah, the moose. It turns out he went to Harvard, but he wanted to get into Yale.
Yeah.
No.
He likes to float, though.
he's a Phoenix University kind of guy.
We all float down here.
We all float down here.
Oh my gosh. have we seen the new It yet?
It has not come out yet.
Oh.
The trailers.
Oh, I totally like. I'm seeing the trailers so often. I totally thought it was out already.
Not yet. Well, because they're trying to. You know, Scary Stories came out, so they're trying to jump on that.
That's true. You know, if you want sales, you have to advertise. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well,
weird.
I mean, we'll have the review up this week of Scary Stories in the Dark, which was really well received.
And eventually Smurf will get the right title. That'll be great.
What is it? What was
Story
it?
Is Scary to Dark Tell.
Yes.
Scary is that Stories
put in
to
the,
Tell.
Put in the nightlight for Scary Stories. Scary.
Yeah, and I found
stuff.
A YouTube channel that has all the audiobooks on it. And it's
really?
Scared the shit out of me.
See?
Yeah.
Cause, see?
Because like, the narrator gets super into it.
So correct.
And that's the thing, because in the books, there are bits and parts where you're supposed to be telling the stories to other people.
Uh-huh.
It's not just reading. And he acts them out.
He does.
And then he tells you, by the way, that's what you were supposed to do while telling the story. So they're like, go buy the book anyway. That's amazing.
So you found these where?
You can get
them at the library.
Just on YouTube? Oh, yeah, shit. Okay.
All I did was
search. I'm going to listen to this.
Well, yeah.
Because I ran out of things to watch on Netflix right now.
They're fantastic to listen to.
I know. Hanging
but
out.
He
hang
yells.
Out with the kid.
So just keep the volume at like medium because I was wearing headphones and I nearly crapped my pants. Especially like, me, Tardochi Walker. And then it's just yelling into the microphone.
I was doing it with Trick or Treating last year, listening to it while I waited for Trick or Treaters. And there was one bad timing where it was like, he did a yelling thing. And it was like, I think it was the one about the toe. Give me my toe.
You've
and,
got it.
And then the doorbell rang because Trick or Treaters. And I screamed.
That's fantastic.
I know. Did you want something?
Oh, I thought I was going to sneak by.
You've gotten fat.
I don't know, man. Maybe you should work on your...
That made us all fat, didn't it?
Maybe you should work on your depth perception.
He just looks down and he's like, I could fit.
The gauge of things.
I absolutely do that too. I'm like, I'm thinner than I think I am sometimes. It's fine.
No.
Yeah. Scary Stories is really good, though.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Have you not seen it yet?
I haven't seen it yet.
Ah.
No, I was tubing, so I haven't seen anything.
No, that's fair. Tubing.
Yeah.
That's always fun.
I know, I haven't been.
Tubing.
I want to go tubing.
I know, right? We almost didn't make it because, A, the temperature dropped down below 70, and then thunderstorms, so it was like a double front. Mm. And that's how I knew I am no longer skinny, is because I did not go into hypothermic shock, but other people in our group did. Oof. I know. Fine. You know, you're in a weird society when you feel bad for not going into hypothermic shock.
No.
Look, I think I'm dying.
I'm perfectly healthy. My body sucks.
Also in news, actually Aaron shared this on his Facebook feed. That's how I saw about it. Star Wars is really actually confirming on Disney Plus that we will see an Obi-Wan Kenobi.
You know,
with Ewan.
They should have done that a long time ago. Like when Disney first said we're going to buy Star Wars, they should have just focused on the Obi-Wan stories and not any of this other.
Yes.
I mean, okay, the TIE Fighter prequel was kind of good, I guess, but
I think out of all of the new fanfic, Rogue One is the best.
That's what I hear.
Rogue One's the best.
Rogue One is the best.
I do like I was watching Solo again the other night, and I'm like, it's not a bad movie.
It's not a good movie. No,
it's very corporate driven, and you can tell there are certain
things. There's a checklist.
Like, yes.
That they...
And that's, I think, what bothers me the most about it, but I had fun watching it, so...
Yes.
Win, I guess, but I'm just like...
Okay, we'll rank the fanfic since Disney is taking control. The best being Rogue One, then Solo.
Yes.
Prequels are below that.
Oh yeah. And they don't even count as fanfic technically.
They're canon now.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I mean, when you look at like The Force Awakens, I mean, that's better than the last one with...
Oh, that one makes me nauseous just to think about it, and I actually haven't seen
The Force Awakens?
Yeah.
No, you don't like that one?
That's the first one.
No, the one with the...
The shooter killer planet.
You know what? I'm just going to go out and say I don't know which the fanfic is which. And I also don't know the difference between the 50 Shades of Grey movies either.
That's
so
fair. No, that's good.
I mean, I like some of the new parts of the new Star Wars. I want them to take a break and just...
I think what we like about these movies, what we really like about these movies is we like seeing more of the world.
Yes.
But
God, yes.
The story is still...
Hey, let's focus on this one family and all their problems.
Well, and it's true, because the one thing...
But they just keep having the same problem over and over again. It's like the Brady Bunch with lightsabers.
True.
The one
and
thing...
Nazis.
And I think that's why Rogue One is such a hit, because
Alice.
We get to see a lot of the world.
If they had an Alice, things would be better, because Alice is the Obi-Wan of the Brady Bunch.
I thought you were talking about Alice's restaurant, so I'm
glad. I thought she was talking about Alice in Wonderland for a minute.
No, Alice, the nanny from the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, I know who you are.
I caught up quick.
I just didn't know which. There's a couple Alices. Sorry.
No, Alice from the Brady Bunch, because I was talking about the Brady Bunch.
Okay.
I know that now.
Now. I was just trying to keep... I'm sorry.
Alice is the Obi-Wan of the Brady Bunch.
Well, and that's kind of
the
premise everyone's going with, because it's mostly... We're dealing with not only the Skywalker bullshit, but Obi-Wan's legacy.
I just feel like this is a great opportunity to ruin the last great character we still love.
You think they'd ruin it?
Because they haven't yet.
Well, I was going to say, at least with the fact that it's a TV show... You can kind of like, oh, if the first episode isn't great, at least we can make up for it with more episodes.
Maybe.
But, I mean, that's a great way to go into it.
But that's the problem is...
I worry about your relationship status now.
I shouldn't have to think that way. It feels abusive now that I say it out loud. But it's like... The problem is the people who are running Star Wars don't give a shit Star Wars. It's not like Marvel where they have at least, you know, Kevin Feige over there who's like, yeah, no, we're excited about things. It's just Kathleen Kennedy over there going, well, we have to make the lightsabers go whoosh, so we're going to do that. And I don't know. Ryan Johnson.
That's the unfair thing, because you have Marvel, who has a team, because you got Feige, you got the Russo brothers, you've got Joe Jusco. That
Russo.
No,
what were we talking about?
Excuse me, Joe Quesada.
Oh,
that wasn't even close.
He had a stroke.
Right? No more wine for you.
No, I got my Joes confused for a second. Joe Quesada, who was the editor in chief for Marvel Comics, who crossed over to the movie side. Russo and they moved everything out to Hollywood. You've got people
who give a shit about
it. Yes.
There's a team over at Star Wars, but the only one who seemed to care was the one dude. They had one dude in charge of keeping all the lore together, and he couldn't even do that right.
Nope. Like,
so.
And he had so much.
Oh, man,
so
they legalized pot.
Yeah. So he doesn't care anymore. Well, like, that,
I'm going to go
ahead
and get
in
the cantina.
Caring. Yeah. Fucking. So that's my problem, is I feel like
nobody
cares.
So we have high hopes for Obi-Wan, huh?
I've got more hopes for The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Because at least that's Jon Favreau doing his thing, and I trust him.
Yes, because if there's one person that is very focused on the story, it is Favreau. Yeah,
he at least knows how to write a story like and make it decent.
Well, and yeah, not just remake a New Hope plot line over and over again.
Over and over again.
Yeah, and that is the thing about the new trilogy, is it feels like they're just rehashing everything.
Is Abrams back for this one?
He's returning for Rise of Skywalker. From I do see leaks. From the leaks that I've seen and some of the story stuff that I've heard, it at least sounds more like we're getting back onto a track that Abrams kind of started. Where it's like, okay, well, at least now we're going to have some cohesion in this madhouse.
Oh, it's too late for that.
Well,
he's doing a time jump. That's the only reason they're getting away with it. He's like, what if I skip ahead like 5 or 6 years?
I think that only makes sense, because even when you look at the original trilogy, there's obvious time.
Yeah.
Yes, because Mark Hamill fell off a motorcycle.
That's my favorite. They're like, well,
he got attacked in a cave car accident because
he was in a horrible accident.
Yes.
They did the same thing with his fucking chin. Like, Harrison Ford's chin. That's my favorite thing.
Mm-hmm. They like, pull that into, like, almost every movie he was in the 1980s.
Yeah.
Because they make a comment about the scar on his chin, and there has to be a story to explain it.
Absolutely.
Like, he can't just have a scar.
No.
Like a normal human being.
I fell off my bicycle when I was a child. No, there has to be a story. But I'm curious if what I'm thinking Rise of Skywalker is going to be, we're dealing with clones again.
Probably.
And the leap forward, and maybe we'll see more of the story of the lightsaber, Obi-Wan's lineage, I'm thinking.
Because they showed off what they called Sith Troopers.
Yeah.
And then at the very end of the
Sith
trailer.
Sith Trooper sounds like a fan tribute band.
Yes. Yes, it does. We're the Sith Troopers.
It's
They're like a heavy metal band.
It's Ben and the Sith Troopers.
Yeah. Ah, yeah, there you go. That's good.
I like that.
Yeah. Ben Swallow and the Sith Troopers. They only play the Cantina song, but
over
in death metal.
But three different variations to it.
Oh, man, that tracks. I like it.
I can dig it.
But yeah, supposedly Palpatine's coming back, because there was the laugh at the end of the trailer.
Well, and that plays into the comics, because Palpatine had a clone of himself, and when he went kaput, he transferred
How come the comics still hold up, but the books, no, we just all forgot.
Comics are also not canon.
But there's so many different...
Except for the new ones.
There's no pictures involved. We don't like it.
Anything before 2015. There's new books now, and the new books actually... You know, they talk about a lot of good stuff. I've read a few of them now, where it's like, they talk about, what's her name in the shiny armor? His commanding officer.
The general.
No, damn it.
I can't think of her name.
Yeah, because we don't care.
Gwendolyn Christie's character.
Yeah.
There's a book about her, and it actually, it's like, oh, okay, so she's actually pretty cool, but we never see her. It's like Boba Fett. Like,
yeah, she ends up
she's
in the
movie for 10 minutes. Like,
Hazmat? No. What the hell's her name? Anyway, yes, the shiny
one. Yeah, there's some extended stuff that I'm like, okay, you made things a little better, but man, it's rough.
Well, and if this Obi-Wan series comes to light, because let's face it, we've touched on this rumor before.
Yeah,
we've discussed it in length.
Yeah,
if Disney Plus actually pulls this together, Ewan McGregor is actually at the right age that he should be. Ewan
McGregor.
Yeah, Ian's at the right age.
Sake.
To play where Obi-Wan would
slightly
be.
Older Obi-Wan?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'm fine with it.
And it would give us like a total 360 of what's actually going on in the Star Wars world.
Yeah.
From the Empire and what's going on, and we don't see Luke yet, but
and
we
don't
get...
have that in between, really.
No.
There's not that in between, you know, after the very end of Empire and going into fucking, you know, anything else. So.
You mean Jedi?
Jedi. Jesus. Too much. There's too much,
there
man.
There is too much.
Whatever. The end of that one. Into Force Awakens.
Yeah.
So it's like,
yeah, it's true.
I like that in between. And Star Wars does well with TV shows.
And
I like
Zim
the Clone
made
Wars
an appearance in the Star Wars film. It's going to be
I'm waiting for that. I'm waiting for that quick cameo.
There's a moose.
Technically, E.T. E.T.'s
E.T. is in
E.T.'s
the Senate.
In Star Wars.
Yeah, he's in the Senate scene.
Yeah.
At least
yeah.
E.T.'s racist.
He's in the very first movie.
I yep. have to go and slit my wrists now.
There's when they have the whole galactic
that's the
Senate.
Reason.
I don't want to live in your universe.
There's E.T.'s right there.
I want to go back to a galaxy far, far away from you.
Yeah, so you know what's
so E.T. the movie is canon in Star Wars.
Fucking
right?
Steven Spielberg.
Elliot.
It's because they were friends and they're like, yeah, we could put each other's stuff in each other's thing.
Oh, I hate everyone.
Yeah, their TV shows are good.
They got a time.
I'm not worried.
I'm hoping for the best. And of all the characters, Obi-Wan is my favorite,
yeah.
Right next to Mace.
I'd like to see him just hanging out on Tatooine. That's all it's going to be, and that's all I want. Just and sitcom with Obi-Wan.
You know, just yes. Sitting around with
if there's
Obi-Wan.
No laugh track, it's bullshit.
he kills a sand person and it's like, ah!
he goes into
Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru show up. Woo!
You know what we should do?
They all have
okay, when
together.
This comes up, yeah. Okay, when this comes up, here's what we got to do. We got to play the laugh track from episodes of Cheers in the background while watching it. And wherever the laugh track pops up,
oh, we cheer.
No, yeah. that's just where it belongs.
So we're doing the opposite of what somebody did to the Big Bang Theory and just take out the entire laugh track.
Yeah.
It's a really creepy show.
Right.
It
so
is
we're
a very
gonna
creepy show.
we're gonna impose the laugh track, but on the same time frame as episodes of Cheers.
No, all right, I'm down.
All right. Speaking of creepy and unsettling shows, The Boys actually have already begun filming of season 2.
I have questions.
Shoot.
Go on.
Never mind, I don't
want to
know. I've changed my mind.
Okay.
The Boys,
like
which
show.
Is on Amazon and another hit for Amazon, it's on a roll.
It's an intense show.
It's very intense.
For sure. It was a little rough to get through. I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
It's one of those, you either love it or you hate it. I've not seen anyone that's kind of like, it's either they loved it. Or
oh,
they're like,
it's a
no,
great show.
I'm
it's
out.
Got great writers. It's got great. I like the cast because I've read some of the comics, not much of them, but or I'm sorry, graphic novels, whatever the fuck you.
Well,
want to call
they
them.
They started as comics, and
actually,
all that's left are the graphic novels,
yeah.
The trades,
yeah.
The trades right now.
So you know, I've read a few of those, and they got the characters pretty down. So
there are some very great parallels from the comic to Amazon. I love Garth Ennis's take on corporate. Superheroes.
Yeah, it's great.
Which
it
is awesome.
It's a real good play on, like, you know, Marvel and DC and everything like that. Because
it's
obviously
a big, like, finger
yeah,
wag.
They're,
like,
they're really based off of the Justice League. Yeah, pretty down to each character.
Yes.
Like, but they're also Marvel characters because, they have their own movies and TV shows.
It's a nice amalgamation of DC and Marvel coming together, driven by corporate America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like drug addicts
and Disney.
And fucking crazy
I'm waiting
people.
For a mouse to come through the doors with a Homelander.
Or at least somebody wearing like a Disney t-shirt.
Exactly.
Yeah, Homelander's not Captain America.
No.
No.
No, he's definitely closer to Superman.
Yeah, he is Superman. He is a dark, dark Superman.
I'm a dark, dark Superman.
So dark. Are you from the DC universe?
You're so dark.
See, that's the thing. I want a Deadpool character too. I want somebody to break that fourth wall and be like, "What the fuck is happening?" Like,
I'm waiting.
I need that release.
I am waiting for that actually. Because Huey, I honestly thought was going to do it.
I thought so too. Because there's a point where he almost looks at the camera, and I'm like, "He's going to do it.
He's going to do it.
He's going to stop time, and he's going to talk to the camera." Especially that first episode is rough.
It is
that definitely sets the tone.
It does. And Carl Urban, who I love, I support that actor 110%.
I know, you got his name right.
Yes.
I have his signature.
Carl Urban's? Yeah. Did you go through line at DZZ?
It's on his ass.
A couple years ago. No. It's on his ass. It's on my copy of Doom, and he signed it.
Is that what you call your ass?
Yes.
His copy of Doom.
Planet Doom.
Doom. Yeah.
Planet Doom. Reaper. Is now slang for Aaron's ass.
Yeah, right. That's fair.
Well, I guess it's better than it's Doom and Reaper.
Actually, but it's fine.
Actually, you know what? It's going to be just slang for ass. Planet Doom.
Planet Doom. Planet
yeah.
Doom.
Especially if you had the fish.
Doom, 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 doom. Doom, 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 doom.
I like
Planet
the cut of that.
Doom is going to erupt.
I was
going
to say, I need to watch that show again.
Yeah. I was thinking about breaking out the DVDs.
Yeah.
I've got the house, the cardboard house that they came in
from. Oh, yeah.
Came edition. I've got the whole
My
toy
God,
line.
God, you're such a nerd.
I even have a statue.
Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, you haven't seen my collection of Invaders.
I know. It's almost like you want to maintain some amount of respect from me.
That's exactly right. I can show you the
I can show you the world.
Oh, don't even get me started on that.
It's just
his bullshit.
Parents' basement. It's not that exciting.
I'd have to get my parents out.
Wow, that's actually...
You're in the garage.
You're just digging your hole.
I know.
Living
so
on Planet Doom.
Season 2... We barely finished season 1. So yeah. Amazon is already on this.
I mean, it makes sense. It's a big moneymaker.
Amazon knows. Amazon, unlike Netflix, as much as I hate to give them credit for anything.
Go on.
They know when they have a hit.
Yeah.
Like when they make a show, they know if it's going to be fodder or amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And when they release their hit, they give it like a minute for people to catch on, and then they go, and there's more.
Yeah, season 2 already in the works.
And people are like, oh my gosh, Amazon's on it. Whereas with Netflix, you kind of have to be like, okay, coin toss.
Yeah, did they say if they're going to greenlight Stranger Things, like again? Like, did we get confirmation? I don't even know.
Okay, so the rumor on that is, yes, the Stranger Things 4 is happening.
Great.
There was a picture of Millie Bobby hanging out with Hopper.
Okay.
So they're already saying that...
Spoilers.
Well, and they posted this picture on Instagram.
That's spoilers.
And he's got this huge, huge beard.
See, that's a big spoiler, but I dig it. That's great.
We have... Finally, we will talk fan Hopper. Theories off air because...
I've got some.
I've got a couple.
I've heard some pretty interesting ones that I'm willing to buy into.
Yeah.
I honestly think that if Netflix let Stranger Things go, that would be the dumbest thing they could do.
Oh yeah,
that's basically like saying we don't want to make money anymore.
Well, because that's their big money maker right now. They don't really have a lot of other like
they have a lot of
movies on
filler.
There, but yeah. But
they have a lot of stuff.
My thing is I've watched some of their other like original series, and the only one I really did love was Voltron.
And they
and even
fucked that up.
I was going to say even that was like, oh, okay, by the end here we're...
Well, they shot they torpedoed that ending.
Yeah, we're
so,
really cranking this out
so
now,
bad.
Right? Yeah.
And then they like allude to the other Voltron with the sea, air, and land vehicles, which nobody liked that Voltron.
No, that Voltron's garbage.
That Voltron's
so
just,
bad.
Because
they were trying
horrible.
To just copy Power Rangers at
yes.
that point. And you're just like, okay. Well.
I mean, it's like when they changed Manga Z to Transor Z, and they brought in Aphrodite as the other...
and you're just
the other suit, and you're like,
stop?
Oh my god,
like,
just go back.
Yeah, we like the old Voltron.
Yeah,
it's stupid, and it
flies off into space. I mean, it was so
and you're
horrible
just like,
ending.
That's what crashed
that?
Into Jupiter.
Yeah,
yes,
that's what did it.
Yes, it was
everything's
Voltron.
Explained now.
I get it.
I understand.
Yeah.
The universe makes sense again.
Yeah. No, and then you know they have Castlevania, which is amazing.
Yeah, if they could ever like you know go longer than a minute,
and they're not going anywhere. And that's my thing is I feel like the story. It's like, okay, but you know, remember the last season? And everybody's like, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
but no,
what if we did that again,
no, the backstory.
Yeah,
we have to do the backstory. Oh, I mean, but I mean, it works for Star Wars, so why not?
But the one hit that Netflix
had to make it work.
Yes. The one hit that Netflix had, I think, last year, which was Lost in Space.
Yeah, I liked that one.
It was
that
decent.
Only last year?
Yeah.
That feels longer.
And they haven't brought it back, and they're probably not going to bring it back, are they?
I don't know. Yeah,
then they ended on an interesting note.
At least it was kind of cliffhanger-y.
Yeah, but it at least it like it wrapped up enough to where I'm like, okay, well, we're done now, I guess.
So they go to the other end of the galaxy. There's robots waiting to kill them. Okay. I guess I can draw my own conclusions.
Yeah, I mean,
they're probably all dead, but it's fine.
Skish, just like grape.
It's what? Very Shakespearean.
Yeah. Yes. They're all dead. It's fine. Yeah. That Hamlet guy.
But you have Amazon. That is definitely on point. And I know, I know if they had the material, we would have already seen something for Good Omens, a sequel. I know that they have said that they're not doing it, which is clever.
If they do that, they will have they will make a liar out of me, and everything I just said positive about them is false.
Well, and they've said they're not doing a sequel
to
Good Omens.
They better not.
No, because there's no
There's no sequel to the apocalypse. Yeah,
it's over.
It's over.
They ended it. They wrapped it up in a nice little bow. We're done. Move on. Get those same actors just have them do something else. You got David Tennant on payroll.
Yeah, and now Neil Gaiman's talking about redoing Gormenghast, which pisses me off. Because what's wrong with the old Gormenghast? You have no idea what I'm talking about. Because
not a clue.
Because I have for once out-nerded you.
Wow. Gormenghast?
Gormenghast.
Don't look at me like I know.
I have no idea.
I don't know how to read, okay?
I have somebody do it for me.
Subscribe to audible.com.
Shameless plug here.
That's fine.
Also, in television news, Ghost.
It's not even his book!
I knew it was coming.
She wasn't done. She was just drinking her wine. She needed to take a breath.
Yeah. She just had to just exercise the demons. You okay now?
No! He's trying to undo Jonathan Rhys-Meyers and all of his brilliance, and it's just bullshit.
That sounds about right.
I just want another season of Grand Tour is all
I was about. Getting on board with liking Neil Gaiman again, and then this news drops.
I don't know if it's true, though.
Yeah, so far it's just a rumor?
Yeah.
Right?
I think it's just a rumor.
You're just trying to pacify
no!
me.
No!
You have no idea what I'm talking about.
No, not a clue.
I mean, I remember seeing something of this.
Yeah, but you didn't know how to pronounce
it.
It
was a rumor, yeah. It was like,
you didn't know how to pronounce
Gooby,
it.
Gooby, goo,
no. Gormenghast.
Yes. So I honestly think that's a rumor. It's, and everyone has said that it is.
It's existential fantasy.
Okay, so first of all, that's not him.
Okay, no, because it was written in the... It was published in the 60s. Like,
yeah.
This came out... the books came out about the same time as Lord of the Rings first cycle through.
Okay.
And it's kind of in the same existential fantasy realm, except this is also a bit more... This is like Lord of the Rings meets Clockwork Orange. It's very surreal.
Okay.
It's a hard read for people who like this crap.
I don't think it's just a rumor. Sounds like Showtime has ordered it.
Oh, yeah, shit. And BBC in like turn of the century, 1999,
really
2003 era, mm-hmm. BBC did a miniseries adaptation, and it's mind-blowingly weird, but amazing.
I can dig that.
And Jonathan Rhys-Meyers plays the protagonist.
Can you call him that?
No. Okay. And it's wonderful, and it's brilliant, and it's up there with like the Terry Pratchett productions of it's very well done. And there's no reason to do another one. There's no reason.
Money.
Well, except Neil Gaiman is now the hipster Tom Cruise.
Please don't
He's
say
got
that.
A
No,
vision.
No. You know what? You got to face facts. He is the Tom Cruise of twirly mustache bozos.
Suddenly I'm getting a flashback at DuckTales. I don't... If you're going to make a villain, he has to have a twirly mustache. You haven't watched it yet. Once you do, you'll understand.
No, I understand. You've gone down the rabbit hole.
I am. And all that's down here is depression and rabbit shit.
Yeah, and David Tennant.
Same. Well, he is a demon, so.
It
works out.
I'm a fucking demon.
Okay, the Prodigal Son show that's coming out with Michael Sheen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so
excited.
Actually,
that one does look good.
Does it look good?
Yeah. And Thomas Paine.
I know nothing about it. I'm
it looks
look it
actually really, really good. The one TV show that I'm like, okay,
I can watch that.
I can get in on that.
Yeah, it's like Hannibal meets Criminal Minds kind of bullshit.
I can dig that.
And
weird, but I like
but,
it.
But I like that right after playing, you know, this uptight British angel, Michael Sheen has gone straight to, Yes.
I can teach you so much about murder.
Just shows you how good of an actor he is.
He's really, like, he's everyone very, everyone very gives good. David Tennant props for Good Omens, and I'm not saying he didn't do a good job.
Yeah.
I enjoyed David Tennant immensely in Good Omens.
Yes. Wow.
But Michael Sheen is why that show was brilliant.
Yeah, I love him in that show.
And he, oh.
I like him in a lot of things.
I haven't seen him in anything that, I've seen bad things that he's been in, but he does a great job.
Yes.
He's almost like, you know, Tom Hardy without the eye candy.
Mm, I'll give you that. Because most things I like Tom Hardy in.
Yeah, he's eye candy.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
All right.
Especially with the
does nothing for me.
But he's the still new show. He's still very talented.
He still can't do a Brooklyn talented. Accent.
No, he's not that talented.
He's not.
I wish he'd stop playing American characters.
Watched Venom again. Still can't get over his stupid accent.
He needs to,
I love him in that, but yeah, I can't get over it.
He needs to not play American characters. He needs to only be either obscurely like non... there's no such thing as countries because we live in outer space, or just British. Just don't...
Or just like Mad Max and he just doesn't talk.
Yeah, exactly. See? like that.
He did grunt a lot.
He's got four lines in that movie.
Yeah, and most of them are dubbed.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I think is hilarious.
Well, I was like, I didn't know if they were trying to pay tribute to the original Mad Max because that was all dubbed.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell with George Miller. And George Miller, like what's his face, Invader Zim guy and Alan Moore, has a vision.
And then a studio says no.
And yeah. And
we'll give you money, but you gotta put this in it.
I'll make an American mate.
And he says, that's fine, we're filming in Africa and you won't know till it's in theaters.
Oops.
Oops.
Yeah.
Yes. Well done.
Oopsies. Oopsie poopsies.
I like George Miller's ideas.
Yeah. No, George Miller is good.
He's got some good shtick going on.
He's delightfully quirky.
Yeah. In like the best way.
Yeah.
Like sometimes when quirky comes up, it's like you get Harley Quinn, and you're like, eh.
Oh,
it's
that's
like
not quirky.
It's like when Australians go goth, it's somehow comical. It's full daylight and comical, and I love that.
You're wearing leather, like full leather gear out here in the desert. Okay.
That's called Johnny Lee Miller.
No, George Miller.
Just a bunch of drunk bastards out in the African desert. Like,
there's just
we
so
built
much.
These big cars.
These cars.
These cars.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was good.
Very good.
We got Foster's.
Yeah.
The most Australian accent I can do. That's about as good as it's going to get. It's about as good as Tom Hardy's Brooklyn accent.
Yeah, so. You know, actually, yours is better.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
Well, and he should have just abandoned the accent when it wasn't working, like Kevin Costner.
I think this
did.
Is revenge
in,
for no, Dick Van
I
Dyke and Mary Poppins. That's what Tom Hardy is.
That's what it is. That's
this
what Tom Hardy is. He's just going to keep doing a shitty Brooklyn accent forever now.
Yeah, because Dick Van Dyke tried to do Cockney.
I always thought he was a Cockney until I heard him speaking, and I was like, he's not real.
Yeah, but
Mary Poppins isn't real.
But it's Mary Poppins. I like it.
Shh.
Fine. Can we talk about Ghost Rider?
Yeah. Marvel Chief says Ghost Rider will lead into a much more connected universe of live-action horror shows that are coming to Hulu.
Why is it a TV show? Can I just get a movie, please?
No.
Why can't you just make Ghost Rider better again?
I don't know.
And that's what bothers me, because I like the Danny character that they created in the 90s for Ghost Rider, because they didn't put Johnny Blaze in.
No.
They put Danny, and then now they've got, you know, the new guy that's coming out of
is it going to be
Agents
the same guy from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yes.
That's what the rumor is. I like that character in the comics. I don't like him in that TV show. Because it's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and they don't have any budget and he's in it for 5 minutes and I don't care about him.
And they just left him kind of in the terror dimension.
Yeah, they fucking left him. They were just like, well, he's dead. Let's move on.
Yes.
We've got Coulson back, though. But he's really an alien who's a time traveler. We don't know what's happening anymore.
He's dead now.
But is he?
No.
Dun, dun, dun.
His new consciousness is now in a Chronicom.
I'm uncomfortable with anything that starts with his new consciousness.
Yeah. And I think Marvel has been kind of trying to cut that tentacle off for a long time. So
yes.
I don't know why they would bring back, what's his name? I think his name is Miguel or something like that. I don't know. He's an interesting character, but they didn't go anywhere with them. They're like, look, he's a skull man who's got a cool car. And everybody's like, cool. Cool. Why is he here?
Yeah, why is he here? Jeff Loeb, who is the executive producer on all of this, he's brought back Ghost Rider. He's bringing back Hellstrom. Hellstorm, excuse me. The big worry that everybody has is this going to end up like Netflix?
Yeah, if they're going to put it on Hulu and not their own streaming service, then yes.
Because aren't we going to end up exactly where we are right now with, like, okay, yes. Let's just say, for example, this works. Let's just say that this is good.
Yeah.
And we get the horror that everyone's been wanting to see in Ghost Rider and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And Hulu's like, okay, we're done.
Yeah, and then we get nothing and forever because Disney goes, oh, wait, no, we want our toys back.
Yeah.
And then they just cancel and do nothing with it forever.
Why? I don't even know how Hulu got involved in this.
Well, because Disney owns Hulu. It's their own. So here's the thing. They own Hulu. They bought out Hulu a few years ago, I think. So they've been trying to transfer a lot of their stuff over to Hulu. And that's very obvious that they've taken it off of Netflix. But then they're like, well, what if we had our own streaming service and Hulu? So they're offering some bundle. I think I talked about it last week where it's like, $12.99 for Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN. Like, streaming ESPN or whatever.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, that's a good deal. But why even have Hulu at all? Why not just take all of Hulu stuff and put it on Disney Plus?
Because we don't want anybody else to play.
Yeah. So it's like, what's the point?
It's our ball.
Yeah.
Why not just put this on Disney Plus? Like,
it's my ball.
Well, and I don't know.
They own
nobody
it.
Nobody can play with my ball.
Yeah.
Without my permission.
It's so
unless
dumb.
They're just trying to, like, I mean, and even still, even in dominating, unless they just ran out of space on Disney Plus.
I doubt it.
Yes, because the cloud doesn't exist.
Yeah, it's a streaming service. Like, what do you mean? Like, I don't understand that. It's such a dumb choice.
And, I mean, I don't have any idea what's going on the other side of this.
Maybe it's to put more stuff on Hulu, because there's not a lot right now. There's nothing good on Hulu.
Well, unless they're trying
to highlight. Okay, here's the problem. We're coming at this way too logically. See, we are coming at this like, how would a businessman make these decisions? But see, that's wrong. See, what really is going on is Disney. And we have to realize that some guy went into the studio and pissed off. Some intern pissed somebody off, and he made a comment about, well, Hulu is better. So Disney bought Hulu just to screw over this intern who sneezed at a wrong time. And don't look at me like I'm the weird one. You know, Disney has enough power and petulance
that
they would do something that petty. See, we're just doing this way too long. I don't understand why they wouldn't just do it this way. Oh, no, man.
Because the director of Ghost Rider was like, fuck Disney Plus.
There's actually a soap opera going on that we're just not privy to the details.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Okay. I got.
That's my tinfoil hat revelation.
That's my headcanon.
Bitch,
no,
I've got nothing for that.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's right.
I got nothing for
my
that.
My God.
I mean,
the same reason Star Wars is getting Ewan McGregor.
He just wants to. I think he just really likes the Obi-Wan.
I think he does. I think he came to them and was like, "Please,
can I be
just
Obi-Wan
let me
Kenobi?
Do it."
Yes.
Like, it's clear in
give
the
Star
in,
Wars
in
money.
The prequels, he's the only one who
gives a shit.
Cared, who cared enough to not need George Lucas to tell him what to do.
No, Samuel L. Jackson definitely.
Samuel L. Jackson had no business being in that film.
That's why he's perfect.
He
don't at me.
I want him to come back.
I want Mace Windu.
Like,
Samuel L. Jackson can do a lot of things and a lot of things very well, but Jedi Master, mm-mm.
That's why he's perfect. That's why it's so funny. That's because it's like, you can tell that's George Lucas just going, yeah, fucking, wait. The dude wants purple lightsabers, so guess what?
Purple lightsabers are canon now.
Purple lightsabers are canon.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great.
I have the books to back it up.
It's perfect.
But it's like, I appreciate that. I want Samuel Jackson to come back.
I
don't care if he got his hands cut off and lightning force pushed out a window. Like, bring him back.
Yeah.
The robot hands exist. People have survived worse in the Star Wars universe.
Well, you got Darth Maul who's running
around.
Yeah,
he got cut in half.
Whole robot
He's
bottom.
Got robot legs.
Yeah.
You and got, robot penis.
You got robot legs, Lieutenant Dan.
Some of us are really appreciative of the robot penis.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, man. Why the sound effects? Now it's weird.
Now it's weird.
Do you think it's a DeWalt?
Now it's weird.
I was going to go with Makita, but I DeWalt mean, works.
You know, DeWalt's a thing. Can you get that as a Harbor Freight?
Now it's shipped.
So, you know, where weirder things have happened, but who fucking cares about fucking Hulu? I'm so mad.
I think this is honestly, they're just trying to save Hulu. Because you're right. Hulu doesn't have anything. Amazon's quickly coming up in the rearview mirror.
Because
Disney Plus isn't off the ground.
We're done trying
yet.
To save Tibet, so we're trying to save Hulu. What are we doing?
And, like, I don't understand. Hulu's got, like, they've got some horror movies because they've been doing this, like, summer of horror thing.
Yeah.
And they've got some decent ones that have popped out of that. Other than that, I can't really think of the last thing that I watched on Hulu that I was like, yeah, I need this subscription.
Yeah,
I need to just go cancel my Hulu. I don't watch anything on it anymore. Like,
I can't think of anything coming. I mean, short of this, and we don't even have release dates or anything else. So
they don't really have a lot of what is Handmaid's Tale on? Is that on Hulu?
Yeah,
I
think that's on Amazon.
Sure.
Is that on Amazon?
It's on Amazon.
So that's the thing is, like, there's nothing. They don't have any original shows that I can even think of.
Well, don't
that
they
I care about.
Stream network shows the next day after they've aired?
Yeah, if you pay like $20 a month, like.
Well, I mean that's cheaper than cable.
I mean, I guess.
Is it?
Maybe I don't know.
Cable's about $90 a month. I did my research. So it's like okay, but that's only with certain networks.
I guess it's true.
It's
you don't get all the networks.
Yeah,
do
you're
you?
Like, oh, I got the CW. Great, I can watch 80 episodes of Supernatural.
I'm so not into Supernatural.
I know. I might watch the final season. I didn't.
The last season was okay. The only thing that was great was Scooby Natural.
That's my favorite thing
that's ever happened because they got all the voice actors to come do it.
They did.
They had some really high grade animation. And other than that,
the Mystery Machine is still badass. And beat out Black Betty.
Exactly.
Black Beauty, or whatever the hell they're
Black Betty.
It's called Baby.
That's how much I've watched Supernatural. I'm like, eh. I'll watch the final season. Yeah. I'm gonna watch the final season of Arrow.
Because you have no life.
Yeah, I don't care about Arrow.
I just want to see how they end it.
I just want to see Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Yeah, there's so much.
They're like, oh, Mark Hamill's going to be the Joker, like live action Joker, and I'm like, I'm in.
Yeah. Yes, because
I don't care about anything else.
Conroy is pushing to have Mark Hamill come in because
he's
going to
be old man Batman. Like, give me Mark Hamill as old man Joker.
Yep.
Fuck yeah.
Fist fight. Yep. I need that fist fight.
Tom Welling is coming back as Superman from Smallville. CW is pulling out everything for this.
They're trying to make themselves relevant again.
Yeah.
Because it's all advertisement for, what's her name, Batgirl. Mm-hmm. That's all it's an advertisement for, because they're trying to get that off the ground. They're trying to get fucking Supergirl off the ground again.
Yeah,
How's Krypton going?
Funny you should mention that.
Nice segue. I like it.
So Krypton just finished off season 2 with a cliffhanger introducing a new DC hero.
I doubt it.
However, Sci-Fi announced just yesterday Krypton has been canceled.
Yay!
Oh, shit. Are you serious?
I am serious.
They canceled Krypton.
Done.
Oh, weird.
After
it's like
2 seasons.
God damn it. It's like DC. They're throwing darts at a board and just hoping to God
something
will
stick. But they're not paying writers.
No. They're just...
It's almost like, they haven't figured out the formula of the reason people sit down and watch or listen to a story is the writing.
Yeah. So what's on DC Universe then? Because that was supposed to be their thing.
We'll just get sexy actors and do some product placement and pay a lot of CGI. That'll be good enough, right?
Worked out for Swamp Thing. Got canceled halfway through its season.
It made
one episode. That's right.
They dropped one episode.
And they're like, oh, by the way, this show's fucking canceled. Why would I watch your show then?
So you've got Krypton, which introduced Doomsday. It had Lobo in it.
Dude, it feels like they're stuck in the 90s. I don't know what's happening.
They're scared.
It's like, it's like Marvel is like...
They do this...
You know what? What if we had space pirates that nobody fucking knows? Oh, and they have a talking tree. And DC's like, well, we still have Superman. And Batman. Tried to do something different.
You know what?
And then they canceled
it. If that's the case, just do the Green Lantern Corps.
They don't want it.
That would be a hell of a lot more relevant than doing a prequel to Superman. And you could introduce
everybody knows what happened to Superman's planet. It's dead.
You bring in the Green Lantern Corps, and you can introduce all of these cosmic characters.
Yeah.
You don't even need a pretense. They're dealing with them.
You don't even have to do an origin story.
No.
You could just give me Hal Jordan out in space.
You don't
give
even,
me any Green Lantern.
You don't even need Hal. You don't even need Hal.
You could just have some random. You could make a new character.
That's right.
Green Lantern Corps is that easy.
Yes.
Where it's like you could have a brand new character just out in space, mm-hmm. just being a space cop. Like, it's not that hard.
No. Space cop.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what they are. Yeah. So, and even at the end of the episode, you can kill
them. But when you say space cop, it sounds like Benny from Lego Movie.
Space cop.
But see, like, that would even be better because you do the Green Lanterns. You at the end of the episode, the lantern dies.
Yeah, you can do a new lantern ring, every single episode.
And the story is the ring. Yeah. Not the lantern, not the guy, but the ring.
See, that'd be a good idea. I like that.
It jumps around.
Or it's almost like an anthology where it's like you have these new characters every time where, you know, hell, even if you have the same character every time, this is how you introduce crazy new things.
Yes.
It's like, you guys want Lobo in the show? Cool. We're in space. He's got a space motorcycle. Like, who fucking cares?
Exactly.
Space motorcycle. Fuck yeah.
And he's got a space bulldog. Like,
they have cool things.
Don't just make shit up.
I'm not making up.
That's not real. You're a liar. No,
I'm honest.
Don't Disney me.
I'm serious. He has a space bulldog.
Yeah. And then I like when they tried to reboot Lobo, they had the new 52 Lobo.
Oh, the thin Lobo.
Yeah, and then they're like, what if we froze him and then literally put him on a shelf and then old Lobo comes back? They literally shelved new 52 Lobo.
On the shelf.
And it's like, you guys have good ideas. You have creative people working on your comics. Because I still love the new Batman comics.
Yeah.
You've got new shit coming out, but they're just like, what if Bruce Wayne's parents died?
Yeah.
What if we showed that?
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
And again.
What if we did a TV show that's based in Gotham? Okay, go on. Batman's a kid. Uh-huh. And all his other villains are there, but he's still a child.
He's still a kid.
Oh.
Now, to be fair, I did watch the new Pennyworth.
Well, supposedly it's not bad.
It's not bad. I'm still trying to nail down if it's the end of World War II.
Okay.
Because timeline-wise, I mean, I guess dating would... That would work. It's at the end of World War II.
I mean, if he's young enough, it's like DC Universe.
History does not matter.
Well, he's younger, but I don't know if he would be that young at the end of World War II if he was in there for like 10 or 15 years.
I mean, I guess.
So looking at it from a timeline, okay, don't again, I'm starting to pick it apart.
Sure.
The first episode, the pilot episode,
yeah.
The guy that's playing Pennyworth?
Yeah.
Actually, you know.
So you like Alfred. Alfred's good.
Alfred is good.
It's like when we got Jeremy Irons and they're like, what if we put him in the worst Batman movies possible?
I still like my pension idea.
No, that totally makes sense.
Yeah.
But you've got the guy that's playing Thomas Wayne who isn't bad. Actually, Alfred's parents are hilarious.
So like, it's a decent show. It's like Doom Patrol.
Yes.
Doom Patrol is a great show that they slapped into their, you know, crappy streaming service.
Yeah, no one's
locked
it
behind an iron gate going... Well, to see the best show we've ever made, you got to pay.
Well, you've got Titans, which came out on Blu-ray and DVD.
I enjoyed that.
So I'm waiting.
I enjoyed Titans.
Honestly waiting for them to do that for Doom Patrol. So
that'd
I can actually see it.
Yeah, Doom Patrol's great. It's one of those that's worth watching. Like,
so if we applied this to Green Lantern. So we have Green Lantern in space.
Yeah.
And you run into Lobo, but he kills the Green Lantern that he comes up against.
You know,
and the ring goes and picks another Green Lantern.
There are times where you make it really hard to talk to you.
What? This is a great idea.
Yeah.
This is an amazing idea.
Yeah, it's better than any ideas DC's got right now.
This is better than Krypton.
Well, DC hasn't had a good idea since the Depression.
Well, that would also make sense for the Pennyworth. No, I'm just kidding. Don't give me that look. I fear that if I fall asleep, you're going to kill me.
Well, that's also possible.
They're just bad at making decisions.
They are.
It's like, get somebody like Kevin Feige to come in and just fix your problems.
So
I don't know. They're so far in. They are so deep into this now.
Shazam was good. I like Shazam.
Shazam
was great.
Shazam is good.
Yeah.
But I don't know if we're going to be revisiting that anytime soon.
No.
Because everything points to the opposite of that.
Yeah, because
I haven't heard shit.
Well, it made money, but and people enjoy that, but I don't know. We can't have our universe, so we're just going to make another Batman and just see where that goes.
Well, and it's like...
On Robert Pattinson's Batman.
So it made money. People liked it.
Robert Pattinson is not Batman.
Yeah,
Batman.
He is.
Yeah, it's 100% confirmed.
Yes.
He signed a contract.
Yeah.
Again, I wanted to slip my wrists and just not.
Did you not hear this news?
Okay, yeah, I heard that news, but I had blocked it. I had abracadabered it out of my brain.
Abracadabra.
But thanks for reminding
Robert Pattinson.
Me. Yeah, I know.
So
he's dead.
He is dead.
Yes, he's undead.
And we get
and he sparkles.
We
now.
Get yet again another Batman.
Yeah, and he's a decent actor. Decent actor.
What?
Because I'm not basing my opinion off of Twilight.
Here's the thing. It has nothing to do with his acting abilities. Because who knows what his acting abilities are? Because every time he's done something, he's done the big name, I am Don Juan bullshit. He's just played off the fact that he knows he's good looking. Everybody knows he's good looking, and people will go and see it because he's fucking good looking.
Maybe putting him behind a mask might help him out a little bit.
Might turn down the smolder.
See, he's the opposite of what happened to Johnny Depp.
I was waiting for this.
Johnny Depp, he was trying to avoid being the eye candy pretty boy and started being weird. And Robert
it worked out, apparently.
Well,
Edward Scissorhands. Anyway, continue.
Robert Pattinson has not avoided this. He's banked on it.
Oh, yeah.
He's embraced it.
And the bad thing about it is, unlike Leonardo DiCaprio, I don't think he may or may not have the skills to back it up. We don't know. Because unlike Leonardo DiCaprio, he hasn't taken any serious roles. Mm. He's only done the eye candy roles.
That's true.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I think... He did one that was like, it started off good, but it's the one where it ends where it turns out he was in the World Trade Center the entire time. And you're like, what the fuck? Like, it's this weird twist where all of a sudden it's 9/11. It's like okay. That's the only thing I've seen him in where I was like, oh, he can act. It's not just him banging off of being a pretty boy. He could act in that one.
We'll see what he comes up with.
It's not a good movie, but I liked him in it.
No.
Well, they can't all be winners.
I was going to say it. We'll see.
We'll see if anyone decides to pick up Krypton, because they are shopping it.
Fuck.
And I don't see anyone picking it up.
Throw it on a streaming service and just let it go.
I don't see DC streaming service picking it up.
No, it's hilarious. They're on streaming service.
Yeah,
they're like,
no, we're not even touching that train wreck.
They just slap it in Hulu, because apparently that's where things go to die.
Yes,
that's what I said when Family Guy got picked up by Hulu.
Ooh,
ouch!
I know.
Ooh,
I'm edgy.
Also,
Family Guy's been undead for a while. Just kill it.
Yeah. By the time you hear this, maybe you have seen it, or it's about to repeat. Zombie Tidal Wave is actually a thing.
Is that the new ride at Waterworld? Let's go.
Yes.
I wish.
Ian Ziering is in this because Sharknado got canceled, and they're not doing that. So now. We've moved on to Zombie Tidal Wave.
At least he's still getting work.
He is getting work.
I can appreciate that, man. Nice. That man, he's like, I put all of my money into those movies, and I'm a millionaire now. And
He made a shit ton of cash.
He's like, I'm going to bank on this, and I'm going to help produce the rest of these after the first one did well. He's like, I'm going to put my name on it. I don't care. Good for him.
You know what? And it's, I think he took notice from like David Hasselhoff, because the Hoff... basically built his own brand off of his ridiculousness. I'm the Hoff.
Yeah. I want to see him in more things. Like, not just the crappy sci-fi, but I bet sci-fi has him on a leash
right now.
Well,
do not watch the new 90210 reboot, because that
is
garbage.
Is he in it?
Yeah.
Obviously.
It is horrible.
He was in the original.
I mean...
They brought everybody back. And Tori Spelling and the other blonde. I can't remember her name. What's her name?
I don't know. Like, I have ever seen
Jeannie,
the show.
Is it Jeannie Gartz?
I have no idea.
Well, anyway, the two blondes are the executive producers.
I only know who people are after they've been on Celebrity Worst Cooks, okay?
Ooh, that's fair. So, you know, what's her name from Baywatch with the big tits? You know her? Like, fucking,
she was married
to
Chris Rock twice.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So don't watch that. But I'm really curious about Zombie Tidal Wave, because the trailer looks hilarious, because you see this wave of undead coming up on the shore
in the wave, and you're like, how did this happen?
And there's people on the beach that don't get it.
You tell me, Patient Zero.
They're trying to save the zombies, so the zombies are attacking the people as they come to try and save them.
Say what you will about sci-fi, they're great about picking weird shit up that like. You wouldn't think it would work, but works for them. It's like whenever they just released the Banana Splits movie, where it was like they're like, what if the Banana Splits were like Five Nights at Freddy's and just a horrible nightmare, and they murder people, and you're like,
okay,
sure, yeah, why not sci-fi?
Sharktopus,
yeah, oh, Sharktopus is great.
Would you call me?
But I'll fucking Sharknado, the last one they did time travel. where it's like he gets sucked up into the Sharknado and he's in the Revolutionary War.
Oh my god.
And they change history so that the Sharknado never happens.
Hot tub Sharknado.
It's like,
okay, first of all, that's amazing.
Yeah, I want that crossover. I want the Hot Tub Time Machine folks, guys, to come back.
Sharknado.
Yeah, like all the actors. I want, what's his name, who's a sad stoner, to come back.
That's all the stoners.
I can't think of his name.
They're all sad.
You know the one. The guy who's the main character in the first Hot Tub Time Machine. Yeah. He refused to come back for the sequel.
John Cusack?
Yeah.
He ain't coming back.
Yeah, he didn't come back for the sequel.
He was like
how you troll him by refusing to remember John Cusack's name.
I can't ever remember
because
his name.
Because you know how he loves John Cusack.
I don't. I heard he's a garbage human being.
We know the stories. He's not held up.
No.
But yeah, he's no Joan Cusack. I'll tell you right now,
Joan Cusack.
She's a treasure.
I need that crossover with Sharknado.
You're so going to die.
What? Well, yes, eventually.
Can we get Joan Cusack in Sharknado, please?
Seriously.
You know what? I am surprised she was, because that does seem like right up her alley.
There's a lot of actors and actresses that I'm like, why aren't you in this movie? And then I remember Al Roker was in the third one, and I'm like, oh, yeah. That doesn't surprise me at all.
Like the one guy that
only... Because they filmed that one only at Universal Studios. That was amazing.
There is the one... What's the one guy that only plays newscasters?
The guy... He's the guy who... He's an actual newscaster, but he acts on the side, and he always plays newscasters, and he's the guy... He was in Parks and Rec as
I saw him
newscaster.
In another film.
Oh,
I saw him in
he
another...
He only does that?
Yeah. That's and hysterical. So every time you'll see him in a cameo on things, and he's always a news guy.
I saw him in another film the other day. He's always a journalist of some kind.
That's hilarious. You know what? Hey, do what you're good at. Like, if that's what you do, that's what you do, man.
Well, I mean, paid either way. That's basically like saying, I want to typecast myself, but you have control over it, and you're just doing it for the fun.
Yeah.
Like, I can respect that.
Yeah, it's normal job as a newscaster.
It's not like Johnny Depp trying to typecast himself as, you know, edgy.
Listen, if you typecast yourself as a newscaster, like, what are you doing?
What
first
are you
of all
doing?
Second of all, are you gonna be Weather Boy forever?
Like,
that's the superhero that we need in The Boys.
Yes.
Just to really offset
God,
things.
That would be great. Moving along to
Are we still going?
Yeah, we're almost done.
Well, we just talked about sci-fi and bad things. So.
Yeah. Every day it's Halloween. If you can't get enough, there is the Beetlejuice Beetle House restaurant that is now opened up in California.
I'm not eating anywhere with
and New York.
Beetle House.
Beetlehouse.
No.
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 But it's
nobody's that goth.
But it,
hot nobody
topic. Hot topic used to be.
Oh my God, Hot Topic. back in the day.
Oh, that reminds me. I have to
hot
go
topic
buy a bunch of Invader Zim stuff before it gets more expensive.
Yeah.
Hot Topic does not serve food. No one's that goth to eat at Beetle House. Good God.
The restaurant that
it's
is
unfortunately not true
known as Beetle House has just opened up its second location in California.
Yeah, Johnny Depp's eating at that restaurant.
It's just Johnny Depp.
I'm sure he probably owns it.
God,
what's his name?
Yeah, you guys don't.
Tim Burton.
Oh yeah, it's kind of, Tim Burton's probably.
Well, Tim Burton owns Johnny Depp. Like, he has the rights.
They just walk in. He's on a leash, and they're just Johnny. No
soul in a jar.
Yeah, sprays him with.
I have a jar of soul.
I want you to sleep with my wife for some reason in every movie.
They are banking.
They're divorced now.
Yeah, they are.
Oops. They're banking heavily on this because the California location can seat up to 500 people.
Because Christina Ricci actually had a better negotiator.
And why is stuff like this? Like, we're getting the Pokemon pop-up bar here soon.
We got the Pokemon pop-up
that's
bar.
That's adults only, apparently. I
Thank
was reading
God.
About it, and
Thank
I was
God.
Like, okay, all right, I might actually go.
I'm fine with. I'm tired of the kid-friendly bullshit. I don't want kids.
We're all tired of
kids. It's like Denver Comic-Con.
Family-friendly things. There are plenty of family-friendly things.
Yeah.
We need more things that are adult-friendly that don't require us getting sloppy drunk.
Yes, exactly. Yes. I mean, I'll get sloppy drunk anyway, but that's I want the
I,
choice,
I want
damn
the
it.
Option. I want the choice.
Well, from a health standpoint, from a financial standpoint, there are things that there are plenty of adults who want to go out and not stay home and play video games.
Why don't you just do fun stuff?
And do fun stuff that does not require them to spend a lot of money on microbrewery.
There is one thing I am tired of this town. Everywhere is just beer.
I am so sick of beer.
I want to go to a place where they offer more than just beer. Well, I went to an open venue for music. All they had was beer.
Yeah, because that's all people want.
I go to a restaurant.
Well, here they do. In Colorado, that's all people drink. And I'm
fucking
like,
fucking ridiculous.
It's because that's all they serve.
Yeah. It's a weird market where they're
No, okay, the beer aside. No, like we want more things that are not alcohol driven.
True.
That do not involve your children.
Yeah. Because I hate going to conventions where it's like, okay, I can't wear anything with swear words on it because I'll have a Karen down my throat yelling at me. Like,
Well, this is a enforcement of other people's lifestyles on people.
Yes.
Of like, no one is saying ban the family friendly things. No. What we're saying is stop making everything family friendly or beer.
Yeah.
Like, we want something in the middle. We want a third option.
I want the option to have the beer at the thing that I'm doing, but I also don't. I just don't want your kids at everything.
Yeah. I don't want to have to worry about your dog coming in with your pets.
Yeah.
Because that's also a new thing where people are bringing.
That's not new, but it's getting worse.
It's getting worse where people are bringing their pets to the bar.
No, they're only bringing dogs.
Yes.
Yeah, it's dogs. I was going to say, it's always dog people, and that's fine. Like, if you want to bring your dog to an outdoor venue.
Yeah, but this is now the fur baby thing.
Exactly. Where it's like, I'm just going to a bar. I don't want your dog there.
I don't want your children. I don't want your dog in my. I want the option.
Get a fucking babysitter.
Well, seriously. If your dog can't be left at home, then get a fucking babysitter.
Yeah.
Have different lifestyle choices.
I know people
maybe
who are
you don't get to go
highly,
out.
Highly allergic to dogs and
what
pets.
What about the health code issues?
Yes. Exactly.
I understand service animals. Don't get us wrong. Service animals, absolutely. You need that. But if you're just bringing.
It's not your chihuahua.
Yeah.
It's not your shitty little chihuahua.
Service animals
wants.
Are different for two reasons. Number one, if they're really service animals, then there aren't going to be 50 of them in the patio.
Yeah, there's going to be one, and it's going to be behaving itself.
Because they're trained.
Yeah.
Yes.
And like, I'm with you. I want more adult things where I can just go. It's not like, oh, I have to go drink here. It's not like, oh, yeah, we're just going to a bar. Okay, cool.
I'm so sick of bars because bars are still like the singles joints. And so if I go out to a bar, even as a I'm female and therefore obviously I must be trolling for tail.
Obviously.
So there's no as a woman, there's no reason for me to leave the house unless I'm going to look for tail.
Right.
Unless I bring my child and or dog to the drinking establishment as armor against the hitting on.
You know what I hate? I hate that every time something gets posted like that, like the Pokemon pop-up bar. Like, I understand Pokemon's kind of a kid-friendly thing, sure. But every 99% of those comments were, can I bring my kids to this?
No.
And every time the venue was like, no. It's adults only. It is a bar.
That's that's invalid because Pokemon was a generational specific thing, and all those people are 21 now.
Yeah. Could I bring my kid to this? No.
No. And you know what? I applaud them for sticking to their guns and saying, no. This is an adult. This is an adult venue. This is a bar.
Yeah.
It's a pop-up bar.
There's plenty of things where it's appropriate to bring children, and then there are things it is not, and
absolutely.
Please don't be that Karen.
Yeah, because there's
I apologize to any of our listeners who unfortunately are named Karen. And we always sound like we're picking on you.
All six of them.
We love you, Karen.
Listen, but the stereotype name is Karen.
Yeah.
You know, you probably have that haircut. It's fine. We all know.
We also have the Rick and Morty car.
Yeah, and you know
up.
There's going to be kids there.
There are going to be
and
kids
I hate
there.
That.
Yeah,
because I'm an old man and I yell at the sky for no reason.
He's
but like,
old man at 24.
Yeah,
25, ma'am. 25.
Oh, did you have a birthday?
Yeah.
Did you get a new shotgun then?
I wish. So I can stick it in my mouth every time their kids are here. But that like.
Wow.
Yeah, I got dark.
So suddenly my wrist slitting references are not the darkest thing said to
me. Yeah, I'm going to Kurt Cobain then, all right? Yeah.
Well, and then, I mean, it's fine because you have to balance it out, you have the Hello Kitty car coming, which is going to be awesome.
Hilarious.
It's going to be Park Meadows. They have the Hello Kitty wagon show up.
And there's going to be kids there.
There's going to be kids there. And
well,
that's
just
fine.
The idea that as soon as we hit 21, all we do is get sloshed, either on pot or booze, and it's just not.
I went and played laser tag a couple months ago, something like that. Yeah, and it's like I went to Boondocks, and it's like it's maybe 6 or 7 o'clock at night when I'm like, okay, it's a school night. Like, there should be kids in school. And there's kids there still. And I'm like, I just want a place where I can go. And there's no places like that.
There's no places like that.
No. And there's nothing you can do about it. Like,
no.
Because you know if somebody opened a place like that where it's like, oh, well, it's adults only. You know every, you know.
Everyone would jump in.
Everybody would be like, what the fuck? I can't bring my kids? Like, oh, you're, you know, trying to go against us. Get it torn down.
No, you're trying to impose your lifestyle choices on everybody else. Like, that's really what it is. You dog people who bring your dog everywhere and then complain that your dog isn't allowed in the restaurant.
Yeah.
You parent people who bring your child everywhere where people are getting sloppy drunk and having an adult time. You are imposing your lifestyle choices on everybody else. you're the asshole.
Yeah, you're part of the problem, man.
Failure to use birth control or dog training classes does not make you a better person.
No.
I just want
to walk around a convention and not have kids.
I just want more options than beer.
I just want more options than beer.
I just want more options than beer. That's all I want.
It's and like, your want child. Vodka. Because here's the other thing is, you know what? You love your kids and we support to that. You know, you should love your kids because nobody else does.
And listen, there are things that I don't have a problem with kids being at. I understand there's kid-friendly things.
Right. Absolutely. Like, when I go to Waterworld, there are kids there, and I don't get to complain.
Yeah, no. I'm at Eelich's. I get it. There's kids there. Yeah, like, you go to Disney World, there's going to be fucking kids.
I went
like,
to the Disney movie. Yeah. There's kids there. There's kids. Okay?
I understand.
And I try
went to Detective
not to curse.
Pikachu as an adult, and I'm like, yeah, there's kids.
Yeah, and it's my responsibility in those situations to shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
so at the adult things, it's your obligation to hire a damn babysitter. Yeah. That's the trade-off, bitches.
Yeah, because then they complain, like, you swore. It's like, yes, I'm using the English language in front of your child. Like, that's your fault.
Sounds like you have a parenting situation.
Yeah. Gosh, maybe you should explain to your kids what it means.
Oops.
And that they shouldn't use it.
I don't want my kids being influenced, then don't bring them.
What were we talking about? The shitty Beetlejuice.
No one's eating there.
You don't think so?
No.
Somebody's going to eat there.
They got a capacity for 500 people.
Five.
Oh, you know it's going to be out the door. It's going to be crazy busy for the first week.
Yeah, because they found out Johnny Depp is going.
Yeah. It's going to be crazy busy for the first week.
He's the maitre d'.
He's
going to seat you.
Right, because it turns out it's just Applebee's dressed up.
It's like we're supposedly getting an In-N-Out here. It's going to be the same thing where it's like it'll be
busy
for like
a month.
Yeah, I saw
that we're finally going to get an In-N-Out, and it's going to be in Park Meadows.
I don't want any more chains. I want more mom than pop restaurants.
Yeah.
I agree. I want more indie films. I'm sick of comic book movies. I'm sorry. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the comic book stuff. I don't want any more Batman. I want new literature. I want new restaurants that are not chains. I want something other than beer and your children.
Is that a way to end the podcast?
And on that bombshell, we shall say goodbye.
I don't know, man. You keep asking me back to this.
Ah, what a way to go. That's fantastic.
But it's worth it every time.
I agree with you 100%.